Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The FBI director is out, fired unceremoniously by President Trump. As soon as news of the termination broke, some political observers began to sound off that something didn't add up, saying the timing is suspicious and the reasoning convenient. Megan Leonard is a political observer and an Illinois State University associate professor in politics in the Politics and Government Department. Megan, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Sure.
What constitutes a constitutional crisis, and are we headed to one, or am I jumping the gun here?
It's not quite clear, but we know a couple of things. One is there were reasons for James Comey to be fired. The Democrats had been on these reasons since he released that memo in late October. Two, the president has the power to fire the FBI director. That's just fine. And three, this is completely unprecedented, right? The last FBI director to be fired was under the Clinton administration because he was using government money for his own purposes. Never have we had a president fire, especially an FBI director, who was currently investigating the president and the administration. Is that a constitutional crisis? We can't say yes yet, but we could be very much headed that way.
Why now, do you suppose? Why fire James Comey now?
Well, that's, I think, right, the biggest question. The Republicans say, hey, the Democrats have been calling for this. Look at how bad he's handled his job. There are reasons. Last week when he testified, he lied about the investigation, though that didn't come up in the reasoning handed out by the deputy attorney general. So that's the good reason, right? The reason the Trump administration is selling. It's also possible that he is fired because he was about to find something. He was about to release something. And we've just learned this morning that just last week he had asked for more resources to continue the investigation into the ties between the Trump administration and Russia.
How would you characterize the political savviness of the Trump-Pence administration? For instance, the letter Trump sent Comey, which proclaims the letter firing James Comey that proclaims Trump's innocence, or underestimating the political fallout of this firing, or the fact that this might make Trump look guilty of something.
There is no political savviness, right? There are so many optics mistakes that have been made by this administration and handling this investigation, right? The Comey firing is actually the third firing of somebody who was conducting an investigation of
Sally
the
Yates,
Trump administration.
The New York City AG.
Exactly.
A prosecutor.
Exactly. There may have been good reasons to fire all three, but at some point, right, that count adds up and people start to think that anybody getting close to finding out something negative about this administration, their response is to fire them. And that looks really, really bad.
Does it matter? Do the optics matter at this point? If Trump keeps his base, does it matter?
Well, he seems to think they don't. And he and his administration is out there defending it. He has his base, but remember, his approval ratings are really low. So his base can only do so much. What he needs are especially Republican senators to fall in line with the administration. And we're starting to see that shake. And I think as we see his approval rating continue to decrease and members of the Senate see more and more outspokenness of their constituents, he's going to start losing some of them. He hasn't lost Mitch McConnell yet, which is most important, but we're seeing little breaks along the way.
Lindsey Graham for one, John
right.
McCain for another.
Right, right.
What do you make, we're talking about optics, what do you make of the timing or the optics of the Russian foreign minister visiting the Oval Office today?
Once again, right, you just wonder how bad the decision-making is in the administration in terms of political optics. It is important for our government to meet with representatives of other governments. There's nothing wrong with the meeting itself. And then on top of it, right, people are calling this move Nixonian for whatever that's worth. Trump also met with Henry Kissinger today. How many optics mistakes do they plan to make around this announcement?
So you can't really cancel the visit from the Russians to the Oval Office, but you could certainly reschedule the firing.
Yes.
What do you think we can learn about Trump's motivation from who he may choose as the next FBI director?
I think we can learn a lot, right? The names that were just talked about not too long ago are all sort of career FBI members. putting somebody in who's long been in the FBI or is a federal judge or a federal prosecutor not in the Trump team or the Trump sort of group might be a good idea. If we see somebody like Rudy Giuliani or Chris Christie, and these aren't necessarily names that are being bandied about, then that's a strong signal that Trump is looking for somebody to protect him.
Politico listed Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie as options in a list of 10, though.
Right.
So, I mean, they are bandied about, maybe not being talked about. They are. What are your thoughts on the role of the Department of Justice and the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, in this firing? Sessions recused himself from the investigation into Russian meddling, but then turned around and participated in the firing of the head of the organization that was doing the investigation.
Again, and I think Jeff Sessions should not have played any role. This could have been something that went straight from the Deputy Attorney General to the President. And Jeff Sessions today has been announced that he's playing a significant role in choosing the next FBI director. Under normal circumstances, that would be the job of an attorney general. These are not normal circumstances. This person will be continuing an investigation Sessions has recused himself from. So again, it just all looks bad, and it all points to really the worst interpretation of what could have happened.
Do you believe in coincidence? I mean, at some point, don't you have to start saying there's enough smoke here that there may be fire?
That's exactly right, right.
What happens to the FBI investigation, do you think? Surely some of the FBI agents are squirreling away evidence already gathered for fear that the investigation may be derailed or sidetracked or halted.
Yes, right. And I think the FBI investigation goes on. And then there's also the possibility that this sort of lit a fire under career FBI officials who may have been loyal to Comey, saw this firing not only as politically bad, but the way he found out on TV while speaking to FBI agents, he thought it was a joke. I think we might see some FBI agents sort of take this as a personal challenge and say, we are going to find... They're not going to use it to find something, but they're going to make sure the investigation continues.
And if it is slowed down or derailed, we might see leaks.
Yes.
Of what's already been discovered.
Yes.
You mentioned Watergate. During the Nixonian factor in this, during Watergate, there was a democratically controlled Congress investigating the White House. What do you think should happen, and what do you think will happen regarding a congressional investigation?
So both houses of Congress are sort of investigating right now, the Senate with a little more rigor than the House.
And both controlled by the GOP.
Yeah. And of course, the House had the problems with Devin Nunes and all of that. I think that right now, Republicans are still in sort of a wait and see. They don't know yet if it's time to break with Trump. When Nixon suggested to the Attorney General fire Archibald Cox, that was a signal to Republicans that it was time to break with their party in the 1960s. We're not at that point. That investigation was much further along. But it's not impossible that we get to that point, and we could get to that point soon, and Republicans will realize that it's time to jump off the sort of Trump train and move forward.
Other similarities or dissimilarities with Watergate and the so-called Saturday Night Massacre?
In that case, right, like I said, the investigation was much further along. That was a special prosecutor, the administration officials said no to a president. They refused to go through with it, and so many got fired. I think it's still wait and see if we can call it the Tuesday Night Massacre.
I'm fine with calling that at this point. I think you've maybe coined something here. Senator John McCain has called for a, quote, special congressional committee to investigate Russia's interference into the 2016 election and stated that it's more important now than ever with the firing of James Comey. What can this committee accomplish without the support of the FBI? I assume they're lending their investigative resources to the Senate, or is that the way it works?
Yeah, the Senate will have subpoena power, and they would be able to call in members of the FBI, and the FBI is doing their own investigation because we have criminal investigations and counterintelligence investigations and all sorts of moving parts. So the Senate could create their own committee, and then there's also talk of hiring a special prosecutor, which is now called special counsel. The problem with that is that would have to come from either the Attorney General or now, because the Attorney General is recused, probably the Deputy Attorney General. And I don't think anybody sees that happening.
Why would that happen? Could Comey work for or join the Senate investigation?
He could certainly testify.
That's different. I'm talking about something other than testifying. Could he actually be part of that investigation, work toward helping to uncover evidence or providing what's already been discovered.
I don't see a legal reason why not, but again, we sort of be getting into the optics of do we want to hire the political appointee who was fired? But certainly the FBI, I think, is going to continue to help the Senate investigation.
Is there permanent damage occurring to the presidency or our democracy at this point, do you think?
I think if we continue to do nothing and this president continues to sort of run roughshod over norms, while he's technically within the lines of the law in many ways, this could have really negative long-term effects about the legitimacy of our institutions.
Megan Leonard, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it. Megan Leonard is an associate professor with ISU's Politics and Government Department. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.